Welcome to the South Coast Amateur Radio Service Sunday Evening Rag Show, which begins now at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This net is conducted under the guidelines of South Cars Organization, which follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This net is a caring, connecting net, where hams can share informal updates, have fun, fellowship with each other, make new friends, and of course, chew the rag. The South Car server is on the Great Lakes Reflector System, kindly provided by KB8 Zulu Great Lakes, that's KB8 ZGL, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net host. For personal traffic with another station that doesn't involve everyone else, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. Since this is a RagJuNet, we do encourage stations to stay around and participate in the ongoing conversation. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in, and new stations will be included as soon as possible. Information regarding our HF operation on 40 meters may be found at southcars.com. And for our digital operation, check out scarsvoip.com, that is scarsvoip.com. I am Fred, K2HA, your net host for this session, and I am in Broomall, Pennsylvania. If there's any emergency traffic or critical announcements, please come now. Okay, none heard. So let's check and see if we have any other than South Car celebrating their birthday on, this is the VOIP version. This is the 11th anniversary or the 11th birthday. The first net was on the 5th of January in 2008, but this is the weekend of, so we're continuing our celebration here. Anybody else, a birthday or celebration? Okay, none heard. Please be advised that we are recording. I will be pressing record button in a few seconds. So Gordon might not be available. He needs to pick up his wife from the airport. She's flying in from Michigan. Therefore, for him to hear it, we really would like for him to do that. We are going to be recording this net. Okay, let me press the button here. Okay, it is going at the moment. And so I'm very glad to see NO70 George on the list there, the one that holds down the fort over there at Nottingham Forest and making sure he doesn't get shot by one of those arrows. George, are you available to check in? Well, nothing heard yet. He could be, I asked him to record the session also. So he could be just doing a recording, or he might be coming back soon. All right, this is K2HA with the South Cars birthday celebration here for the VoIP version of South Cars. And let's head over there to KC9CDA. Is that Stephanie? This is Fred, K2HA. Well, she dropped off the list. Maybe she didn't want to be called upon. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Let's head to the next person on the list, KC7YFE, Dale in Roseburg, Oregon. A blessed Sunday to you and a blessed New Year. This is Frank, K2HA.
Well, top of the wet, rainy Roseburg afternoon to you as well, Fred, K2HA. This is KC7YFE from Dale from wet, rainy Roseburg, Oregon. I was sitting back here with my mom and a cousin, and we're just having a little bit of Sunday afternoon kickback time and, just chilling and hanging out, and I just tuned in here about a minute ago, so I hit it, got in the first time, but I didn't hear any audio, so I had to do a little bit of a reconnect there with it, and close it out and start it, Echo Link that is, and so I'm here, and I'm glad to be here, and glad to be coming in and talking with everybody and saying hi, and happy belated and prosperous New Year to every one of you out there, I'm wishing here. So with that, I'm going to hand it back to you, unless you get some more check-ins, and I'll keep coming back as long as everyone else keeps coming back, and as long as all net controls keep these nets going on this Echo Link, I will keep coming back for sure. So with that, I'll hand the mic back to you, Fred. Thank you for your service. K2HA Net Control, KC7YFE, clearing back to net.
Okay, Dale, thank you so much for checking in. You're just very faithful in doing that, and I appreciate that. And, you know, I've been doing some research here about SCARS, VOIP, and some people might not know that one of the reasons that the movers and shakers decided to try to get this started and did get it started was back around 12 years ago. They were saying that the regular South cars on 7251 on HF on 40 meters was getting kind of crowded, even though there were four nets every morning to 2 hour sessions. It was getting so crowded, it was hard for everybody to check in. So Gordon and crew decided that they would seek to expand the services of South cars. Let me reset here. And when they did so, this is K2HA with the South cars Sunday evening rag shoot. When they did so, they had noticed as they scouted around among ham radio that virtually no one was using Echolink. Very few. And so South cars, VOIP, probably, I'm not saying it was the first, I have to research that, but one of the first back 11 years ago to dip their toe into the water and bring you not only Echolink, but bring you IRLP and many different ways of connecting over the internet. Okay, so this is Fred, K2HA, with the South Car Sunday Evening Rag Shoe. Let's head up there to David in La Crosse, Wisconsin, KB9EWG.
Well, good evening to you there, Fred, KB9EWG. David in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Just trying to pull up my weather here so I can give you that info. It's, let's see. Don't have it on my phone here. Anyways, good evening, Keter Fred. Echo 2289 is my South Cars number, of course. And I was going to say, it's 36 degrees right now with the mixed rain and snow here in La Crosse. Although I haven't seen anything locally here, so it must be somewhere else here in the county they're seeing it. But, been out shopping today and getting a few things for the house. And, like I said, it was fun doing a tag team with you yesterday, running the evening race shoe. I enjoyed it. So, I did get Cole a couple of new toys today, so I've been running out playing with them. They're driving me nuts. Yeah, he sure likes his toys, but I try to keep him a happy dog there. But anyways, according to the tracking number, my new DMR radio should be showing up tomorrow, so I'll get to play with that thing. Of course, I'm not going to be able to do DMR with it right away. I'm going to have to use it as analog radio until I get a hotspot because there's no repeaters in the area. Or maybe Michael, who's also getting a DMR radio, maybe him and I could do simplex. We only live about two blocks apart, so we should be able to simplex on DMR until we both get our hotspots there. K2HA from KB90WG.
Well, thank you so much, David, for checking in. And greatly appreciate that. And while everybody is just thinking in the background here while I ask David a question, how many people are members of SouthCars, the HF version? How many are on the list down on the 40-meter SouthCars? And how many have E numbers for the VoIP part, and what is the total of the two for the total participation in SouthCars, the HF part and the E part? So you might want to think about that. But my question to David is, how is Cole doing? And have you had opportunity to do any more training? This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, Cole's real good. He's certainly a happy dog here. I got him a couple of new toys when I was at the store. So he's been running around playing with those new toys there. And we try to do some kind of training every day, somehow or another. I don't have a very big apartment here, so we can't do a whole lot of training. And with it being winter time, it's so hard to get any outside training in. So, but I do try to do something with him every day. Excuse me about that, Fred. But as far as any class training or anything else there, last kind of training I had was back Wednesday when I at the store called Farm and Fleet here in La Crosse. We met as a class and did some training there. But it's been so long since we've had a class. He was so excited and distracted, it was kind of hard to keep him on task there. But we gave it a shot anyways. K2HA, KB90WG.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we've been... I understand your situation there, and I hope that the training facility there gets back up and running, and so you can get the classes going again. But the we've been working with Mr. King here. He's got, you know, sometimes in the yard, he gets the devil in him, and he'll just run around at high speed. Luckily, I can put a 25-foot rope on him, and I can grab the rope and stop him from digging a hole to China. Or digging up roots, or taking plants out of the ground. These kind of dogs, these are Norwegian elk hounds, need a tremendous amount of exercise every day. I wish I had a treadmill for him, but I don't. All right, this is Fred, K2HA with the SouthCars Sunday evening rag shoot, and we are just throwing it out there to see if there's anybody hanging out there on repeaters, on Lynx, on All-Star, that would like to check in to the Sunday evening rag shoot. This is SouthCars, K2HA here. Well, nothing heard just yet. It's very interesting that the original beginning of SouthCars itself was way back in the 70s, I guess, and on their banner right now, if you go over to the website southcars.com, you'll see a banner there across the site that says over 50 years of excellence to Amateur Radio, Excellence to Amateur Radio, Southgard, S-C-A-R-S. Okay, that's interesting, over 50 years. And so the VoIP version is part of that. And listening to some of the people who were original founders, they were heavy into the HF and got heavy into the digital also. It's very interesting. Okay, let's see. Let's go down to Bradenton, Florida, and see if John's available to say hello. WN4V, this is for K2HA.
K2HA, WN4V. Well, good evening, Fred. And my ex-wife and I did our usual thing for a Sunday afternoon. We just relax and take it easy. We went to church this morning and came back and ate a good lunch, and that's all we've done, just relax this afternoon. Did watch some more episodes of the old Twilight Zone show for a short time, but that's really about it. Just sat around, did they? Oh, wait a minute. I played a little radio. But, that's it so far. Nothing spectacular. K2HWN4V.
Well, thank you, John, for checking in. I greatly appreciate that. And we are moving ahead. I think you missed the questions that I asked. The questions that I asked were, how many people are registered who have numbers on South Cars on the HF side? So how many are they, what number are they up to? And how many then are in the EchoLink version, E numbers? And when you combine those two together, how what's the total participation in South Cars? That was the question. So, you know, you all want to try to take a guess or do a little research while we're talking here, but that's an interesting possibility. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, with the South Cars Sunday Evening Ratchu, and I think that the Eagles are probably not at the moment. What I see on the score here is the Cubbies, Chicago Cubs, have scored 15 points, and the Eagles only 10. And the Bears just got the ball. Okay, so yeah, watch out there, Eagles. You might lose this one. Hey, this is Fred, K2HA, with the South Cars Sunday Evening Rag. Do you have more check-ins? Okay. No one is, we're missing a whole bunch of people so far today. I'm sure there'll be more coming. It's interesting how some people all of a sudden realize that they've missed most of the hour, and they log on and check in toward the end. But, you know, that does happen. I know that happens to me on the Saturday morning connection sometimes. I'm so busy with the dogs and getting them fed and things like that I miss my opportunity to check in early. So we understand that completely, because we're just thankful when people show up and they join us. Hey, this is Fred, K2HA, the happy amateur here in Broomall, Pennsylvania. Still looking to see if there's anybody out there. Peters, All-Star, Lynx. Give you about at least 10 seconds to lift up your call letters. Okay, no new check-ins. Therefore, let's see if anybody has a guess as to the easy number is how many are registered on the VoIP part of South Cars with E numbers. Anybody know what that number is up to approximately right now in the E numbers for South Cars? Anybody want to take a guess? Okay, no one would like to take a guess, so I think I might want to help you out here. The last number that I've seen is either Echo 2525, and I know there is a new registrant coming in that we picked up last night, and he should be Echo 2526 for the VIP side. Now, the question is, how many members are on the HF side? And you have to realize there's a little bit of duplication there, because the people on the SCARS numbers are also members on HF, but yeah, it's pretty close. It's pretty close. So not an exact number, but close enough. Anybody want to guess on how many are registered on, let's say, 10 years ago, I think it was around 4,000 on HF, 11 years ago. But it's a little bit different now. This is K2HA.
Echo Whiskey Golf.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate it. I was wondering if I was talking to myself. Glad that somebody came back. What's on your mind, or you want to take a guess, or you want to bring something else up? This is K2HA.
I don't have a guess on the number. I haven't been out looking on the web. I was going to comment that I've tried myself to pick up an H number. But it seems like I just can't get the propagation to get down there. Sometimes I'll tune in the mornings or try to catch the south cars on 40 meters there, and I can hear control barely in the weeds. And, you know, I know some of them are running power and beams and everything else. So me, with my little fleet power station, you're trying to get back to them. When I'm barely hearing them, just ain't going to work very well. So I have yet to get myself an HF number. I'm trying to do so. And I believe once you get an HF number, that takes over for your E number. K2HA, KB90WG.
Yeah, you can do that. No, I have chosen not to. Just by the fact that I like my E number. And I'm not so thrilled about the HF number. I know what it is. It's right there. I got it taped on the side of my computer screen. I don't memorize that one. I memorize the E2233 that I use on the Echo Link portion, and I value that one. But anyway, it's very hard for me also up here, and even in the Philadelphia area. It has to be a very good propagation day for me to get into the HF version of South Cars. It was so much easier for me when I was in Florida. It was a piece of cake. But up here, it is a challenge, let me tell you. Sometimes I can get in, but sometimes, you know, there's just so many guys with higher power calling on the same time that, you know, they ask for check-ins that, I just don't get heard, because I'm not running that much power. But that's all right. I value the E number, and I'm satisfied with that. Okay, back to you, David. Any comments about that?
Well, I've got a much better 20-meter antenna than I would have a 40-meter antenna. So if they met on 20 meters occasionally, I might be able to actually get into them. But with them being only on 40, and the way the propagation's been lately, I just can't seem to get into them. So one of these days, when the sunspots picks up, I might be able to get into them. But with my little antenna and my 100 watts there, you know, I haven't quite made it yet, but I'm trying. And one of these days, I will get into South Cars on HF there and get that checked in. But let's see, with my only running a super antenna MP1 out on a clothesline in the backyard there, so you know, compact vertical basically. And you know, I can get 40 and 20, but I don't have a real efficient antenna system on 40, so. Just can't quite get into them yet. K2HA, KB9EWG.
Okay, very good, David. Just hang around a second, and I'll give you the reasons that they said that they stay on that particular frequency on 40 meters. I'll give you the rationale. But I see K5NO, Mark, who was in there before but dropped out, and there he is, and let's pick him up before something happens. K5NO, Mark, down there in that beautiful city of Winter Springs, Florida.
Thanks, Fred, and good evening. This is K5NO, Kilowatt 5 NOE, Ontario. My name is Mark, Mixed Squawk Radio Canada, and I'm mobile, but not too far in Winter Springs, Florida, where I just had lunch/dinner with a couple. The four of us spent a spell, had a great meal, and now I'm on the way home. 61 degrees and clear skies, gotta go. 73 is all the best. K5NO.
Well, thank you, Mark. And so what restaurant did you go to?
I went to Stefano's. It's on the southeast corner of Redbud and Tuscarora.
Okay, very good. I've eaten there before. And, okay. Redbud and Tuscarora is, Mark, let me tell you, when I first moved to Winter Springs, there was no traffic light there. And there was some big oak trees on the corner. It was a two-lane road both ways. And Frank had, under the oak tree on the right, coming down on Winter Springs Boulevard, had a fruit stand set up, a wagon, and I used to buy my fruit there, and it was wonderful. He always did a great job, and I sure missed it, you know, and they put the traffic light in, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger. It is amazing, that intersection right now. Okay, peace and blessings to you. This is Frank, A2HA. Anybody else want to check in to the Rag Chew? Okay, no takers at the moment. We're still waiting for people to come on by. So the frequency, 7251, is not the most ideal frequency for propagation. One of the reasons is that there are a lot of competing commercial stations. Way back when, they had Russian stations. They had a number of stations. And so the movers and shakers of South Cars over the years, and it came up for discussion quite often, they kept on saying, well, this frequency is always available because nobody wants it, and we have it. And so they never had to boot anybody else off. They just had to deal every once in a while with a bleed through of a foreign station in the area. But anyway, so they have always been on that frequency, 50 years worth. Okay, this is Frank, K2HA. Anybody else have any comments or rechecks for tonight's birthday anniversary of the 11th anniversary of Southcar's VoIP, V-O-I-P. Okay, we're still waiting out there. And let me go over to check what is, my Lord, it's the fourth quarter already on the Eagles game, and they're still behind. Okay. That's a shame. If they don't win, Philadelphia is going to be kind of depressed tomorrow, and Chicago is going to be rejoicing. It's 6-1, half a dozen of the others, and somebody wins and somebody loses. All right. I was hoping that VK2DY would come in and join us from Australia, but I haven't heard him yet. But he might be by later. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, and I don't think that Gordon is back from the airport yet, but I'll check. KY6Z, are you back from the airport yet? Well, obviously not, but he went to pick up a very special person. Our net manager, Kathy, is K6SUN, flew into the airport and coming back from the cold country up there in Michigan by Traverse City. That's where she left. And it gets cold up there. And Dale over there in Roseburg, you said you had rain, but that means you're not having snow. Dale, let me ask you a question. Have you had any snow this year up there in Oregon? This is Fred, K2HA, and just wondering.
K2HA, Net Control, KC7YFE. Just got to say, we very seldom ever get snow. We've had it off and on, but probably like maybe two or three times that I can remember, but most of the time it's pretty rainy and kind of green in the winter time and hot and brown in the summer. So that's pretty much the way our weather kind of works around here. Of course, it kind of flips back and forth sometimes between rain and sun, but that's the Pacific Northwest for you. And I appreciate the question there, and I'm glad I could come back with a response on that. KC7YFE, back to net.
Okay, very good, Dale. You know, I've been to a couple conferences in Oregon, right there on the coast, there's some interesting little towns there on the coast that I've been through, and some of the locals are very, very interesting. I just got an invitation to another conference out there. Because my church membership, or my clergy membership, is still in the Northwest. I'm a member of the Northwest District of the Lutheran Church, and that's where I report to. I've never moved it over here to the Pennsylvania area, but I still miss Alaska and that the Northwest climate, and it is a wonderful area of the country. And the fishing usually is spectacular. All right, it's Fred, K2HA. And let's see, do we have anybody else hanging in the wings that would like to check in for the Southcar Sunday evening roundtrip? Well, I don't know what this means. I'm looking at my screen right now. It's the fourth quarter. There's 56 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And the Eagles still have the ball. And they're leading by 1 point. It's 16-15. And they're on fourth and goal at the Chicago 2. I'm just reading the report off the internet. It's interesting. Fourth and goal. I wonder if they're going to do a quarterback sneak. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. David, do you ever watch football, or are you strictly into something else? This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, I would not call myself a fan. I'm not one to sit down and watch a game on TV at home. I might, you know, one of the more important games like the Super Bowl or something like that. You know, if I'm at a party, sit down and watch it that way. Or if I go to a stadium, you know, enjoy a game that way. But I'm not normally one to sit down and watch football or baseball or anything else on TV. You know, I have other things I keep myself occupied with, so I'm not really a big sports fan. I mean, I will watch a game, but you know, I don't go out of my way to do so. Also, I don't know if you copied last night. You mentioned Robert before. Did you copy Robert's comment that South Car should also be on DMR? I thought that was kind of an interesting comment there. K2HA, KB90WG.
Yes, I did copy that, and I have it in my notes, and Mr. Gordon heard it also because he recorded last night. I'll talk to him about it. I don't have the say, but. Before I go on too much further, I'd love to pick up KN4AOU, Sean Douglas over there in Bangor, North Bangor, New York. Just want to see if he'd like to just say hello here on South Cars on the Sunday evening rag shoe and just tell us where he is and what the temperature's like up there. This is Fred, K2HA, KF4AOU.
Top of the evening, fellas, and thank you for that. We're here in upstate New York, approximately 20 minutes from the Canadian border, if that. Got a temperature of around 15 degrees Fahrenheit. Expect a low of one single degree this evening. And, yeah, if I check in with the Sunday evening rag shoe, glad to be here.
All right. Is this your first time on South Cars? We do have free memberships with, you know, that's all you get is an email telling you when all our nets are and you stay up to date. It's free and easy. Are you a regular or is this your first time, Sean? Back to KN4AOU.
I have been on South Cars in the past. I was regular for a while. Had a lot of stuff going in life. I moved back to New York from Florida. And when I was down there, I became a South Cars member probably around a year ago now. And, yeah, I figure I'll try to get back regularly to checking in. KN4AOU, back to you.
Okay, wonderful, Sean. Yep, I moved from Florida to Pennsylvania. I ended up getting a little bit tired of the heat. I was talking to somebody down in Florida the other day, in Central Florida, and they were complaining about 96 degrees in January, and I can understand that. Okay, anybody else want to check in to the South Cars Sunday Evening Ratchet? Well, I didn't hear him jump in yet, but I do see him on the list. Robert down there in that beautiful country of Australia in Kellyville Ridge, suburban or metropolitan Sydney. Robert, VKTDY, are you near a microphone? Well, it's either the iPhone locked him out, or he's not near it at the moment. But I do see him on the list, and I am sure he'll be back later. Okay, we're celebrating the 11th birthday of South Cars, VOIP, And the hams that set it up, the movers and shakers, they had enough things in mind, not only to make it less crowded on the HF so people could check in, but they did want to expand South Cars into the digital and bring this new dimension, this new world, into ham radio. So they did so, and now there are, you know, there are lots of nets now, but originally there were not that many. So SARS was a leader in getting hams into the digital version here. And so I want to thank them, thank Gordon, and thank Bill and Ron and all the hams that were so instrumental in getting getting South Cars up and running. This is just fantastic. Okay, any more check-ins? This is Fred, K2HA.
Yeah, Fred, this is Victor Kilo 2, Delta 8.
Okay, Robert, very good. What's it like down there in that beautiful country right now?
Yes, good morning, this is Robert, Mr. Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, Metropolitan Sydney. 21 degrees Celsius and rain at the moment. So it is not not very summery at the moment, but we're expected to get the summer weather back at the end of the week. It is, let's see, oh, yeah, I mentioned, EWG mentioned DMR. Yeah, I think it would be a good idea for South Cars to look out on the DMR. I know that in Australia we've got about almost 10 times as many people on DMR as there are in Echo, but probably more than that. I don't know what the global distribution is, but I'm looking to hook my conference cam into DMR and allow digital to go over into analog. And so there are several ways to do that. I'm thinking of the best way to do that right now. I'm thinking that maybe we could get more people into South Cars if we went over into some of the digital modes like East South and DMR. Anyway, this is EK2DY. Back to group.
Okay, Robert. Yeah, that's a very interesting thought. And I haven't myself dabbled in DMR. I did purchase a radio. And I haven't programmed it yet. It's, you know, one step at a time. I've been trying to get ready for this net and doing some work with a dog that is really demanding a tremendous amount of attention, much more than I thought he would when we first adopted him. Let me reset here. Apparently, Norwegian Elkhounds, you do research after you get the dog, and so maybe we should have done a little bit more before we got the dog. Somebody was writing a comment about Norwegian Elkhounds. They said, if you expect to exercise your dog by walking your dog, you are mistaken. It won't happen. They need a tremendous amount of running. The energy level is unbelievable. And so I have already exercised Mr. King now already four times today, and we're just about ready to go out and have him run again. And I dream of having a treadmill that he could run on. Okay, this is Craig, KE2HA. Do we have any more comments, check-ins, or people who would like to bring up a different topic? This is Craig, KE2HA.
KN4ALU, I have I guess it might be a technical question for the operator.
Yes, go ahead, this is Craig. KE2HA, Sean, go ahead.
So is the South Cars purely digital, or is there like an actual base frequency somewhere for this operation, KN4ALU?
Okay, very, very good question, very good question. The original South Cars that has been going on for over 50 years is on 40 meters and 7251. They have always been on that frequency, and they run 4 hours a day, four nets, so that it's like 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon. And they keep on, they have like around four NCSs a day that do that. Sometimes they split in half, and sometimes they'll have six a day. And their net controls are all over the country, basically in the South and a little bit into the Midwest, and not so much in the North and the far West. Let me reset. And the Echolink version of South Cars is digital over VoIP, IRLP, and over a number of repeaters, HF repeaters. And so where I sit here in Philadelphia, there is a repeater that is 2 miles away from me. And that's WA3NNA, so there's a number of connections around the country that this gets broadcast 24 hours a day over the HF repeaters. So we are both HF, usually on 2 meters or on 440. And so we're not purely digital, but we also are RF. Hey, this is Craig, KE2HA. Sean, does that answer your question?
Yes, sir, Craig. Thank you for that. I was just curious if there was actually a number of frequencies where the digital mode could be reached via analog, I guess would be the way to put it. So that's good. Certain points in the country, people can actually sit at a station and operate on South Cars. That's great to know. All right, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KN4ALU.
Okay, and if you would like to do that, you could work on setting up a repeater yourself. Anybody who is, technically minded and has a little bit of bucks to put behind it, you can get a connection up and running, and of course we have a lot of people who are technically minded who would help you do that. Hey, this is Craig, K2HA, with the South Car Sunday Evening Rag Chew, and we are still looking for anybody else that would like to check in to this anniversary birthday celebration of 11 years of the digital version of South Cars. And I see John just jumped on the list, and I don't know if he'd like to say hello. WD4MED.
Yeah, very pleasant. Good evening. This is Whiskey Bravo 4, Mike Echo Delta. I apologize if there's a little noise in the background, but I have no control of that right now. Anyway, my name is John. We're located in Belleville, Florida. That's right at the very southern tip of Lake Okeechobee in South Florida. Just wanted to check in, say good evening. Hope everyone had a great New Year's and Christmas. And we'll turn it back over to Net Control and listen to the comments. WB4MED.
Okay, John. Yeah, I've been around Lake Okeechobee many times, and I always watch out for the alligators. And I tell you, a friend of mine in Orlando, they live on a lake, and a number of their neighbors are missing dogs because the alligator comes up at night and just chomps on the dog, hauls it off, and has a snack. So, and there are a lot more down there by Lake Okeechobee. Hey, this is Fred, K28. I don't want to leave people hanging here about that number on the HF version of South Cars. Let me reset first. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, with the South Cars Sunday evening rag too. We're winding down now. And there are, at the moment, over 12,701 members of the HF version of South Cars. And if you combine that with the 2,525 of the digital version, you're getting up where there of almost 16,000 members of South Cars. I think that's a fantastic thing, since way back when there weren't that many, but now there are. And we want to thank everybody for their membership, even though it's free. We're thankful that you participate and bring yourself to the net. Okay, is Woody there? N5XCS there in Treveris, Florida, surrounded by all those lakes. Woody, have you bought a boat yet? This is Fred, K2HA.
No, with all these alligators around, I'm not going to do it. Oh, it's pretty cool out here for us. It's about 56, 57 degrees, something like that, tonight. And I'm surprised to hear you this late. I know you started at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So, you know, usually through by this time, you must have had a pretty good crew tonight. So I'll say 7:30, Happy New Year, because I hadn't talked to you yet. Well, I'll take that back. I think I talked to you yesterday. Okay. Anyway, you have a good evening. We'll talk to you later on. This is N5 X-Ray Charlie X-Ray.
Okay, folks, and let me tell you, Woody is not joking. Where I lived in Winter Springs, Florida, Lake Jessup is it's a very big body of water. But they say, you know, it's a shallow lake, and it's big. They got a big, long bridge over it for the beltway. At certain times, they you know, the myth is that you can walk from one side to the other on the alligators. Of course, they might take care of you on the way over, but there are so many of them. It is crowded. All right. Any final comments, or anybody else want to check in to this anniversary birthday celebration of South Cars 11th anniversary? This is Craig, K2HA. Okay, nothing heard. Therefore, this has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service Sunday Evening Raichu, the VOIP version. Net schedules and general information may be found on StarsVoip.com, StarsVoip.com. It is a fantastically information-packed website, and we encourage you to listen to the podcast, and of course, to come back to all of our nets, the Saturday morning net at 8 a.m., that's the morning connection, the Intercontinental Net at noon Eastern Time, and of course the Two Rag Chews Saturday and Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Let me reset. Your net host for this session has been yours truly, Fred K2AK, the happy amateur here in Rumal, Pennsylvania, saying 73 to you, and celebrating with the Eagles. The final score was 16-15. Philadelphia will be rocking, and the Chicago will be a little bit depressed. Okay, thank you for your participation, your presence, your kind consideration for others. Of course, being here without you, we have no net. This net is now closed, and the network facilities are returned to normal operations, and K2HA is clear.